coming. Today I would like to discuss the sugya of Yakir. Is a father or a mother believed to tell their child that, sorry, I hate to tell you, but you're a mamzer, for any of a number of reasons. So there's a famous maisa with Reb Moshe at a wedding, that Reb Moshe is inside the Kiddushin, I assume it's true, and mother runs over to him before the Seder Kiddushin, sobbing, and says, Reb Moshe, I thought I could hold it in, but I can't. My daughter is not the child of my husband, and therefore my daughter's a mamzeres and cannot get married right now.
I think she said it on the microphone.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, because weeks before she was very against the shidduch, so right before the chuppah, I think that's the way I just started.
So the microphone makes it even better. So Moshe turns to her, looks in the eyes, and says, "Sorry, you're not ne'emenes," and goes ahead and says, "Misalik kedushin." And Apocrypha has that he stayed till the end of the wedding, even though he wasn't knowing to stay that long for a regular chasana. So is that a chiddush? Do you need a ma'isa for a Moshe, or is it an obvious halacha pshutim?
Yeah, it's a true ma'isa.
I heard it happens.
I think I heard it. I heard a Moshe three words.
I heard about the boy and the girl. And we said, Kosher, Ein and Amenes, Baruch HaTashem, Baruch
Hashem, okay. So A, is that a chiddush, or is it a mefurish sif in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see, basically it is, that's A. And B, would things have been any different if it would have been the father who would have said to Moshe the same discussion?
That story we want to be.
So let's start with the very beginning, start with a little chumash. And something in chumash that I actually never realized until I saw the Rashbam. There's a pasuk that we all know from Rishon of Pashas Kiteitze, Pasuk of Yakir. Now, if you look at Pasuk Tezayin and if you look at Pasuk Yudzayin, you'll see that the entire second Pasuk, from beginning to end, is completely miuteras. The first Pasuk tells you that the father can't tell us that somebody else is a Bechor, which obviously means that he could tell us who is the Bechor. So what do you need the second Pasuk to tell us, that the father can't identify who the Bechor is? So that's what the Rashbam points out, which is the Yesod of how we have the right in the Gemara that we're about to see in Kiddushin to say that a father has the zechus of Yakir to identify who his son is in terms of who is the Bechor, who is not the Bechor. Zot the Gemara in Kiddushin, daf ayin dalet. Omer of Nachman, shloshen emonim ala Bechor, Elohein chaya aviv v'imo. Chaya la'alter, let's say for example there are twins being born and we don't know who came out first, so the chaya, the midwife, is believed to tell us, and her ne'emanus runs out in a few minutes, let's assume, who the first one who came out was. Imo kol shiva, aviv la'olam, kedusanya, yakir yakirena la'acherim. And here the Gemara only brings one shita. In the Tanan, there's going to be another shita who argues on this. Mikana Rav Yehuda ne'eman ad lomar zeh b'ni b'char, ukshesh ne'eman lomar zeh b'ni b'char, kach ne'eman lomar zeh ben grusha ben chalusa. So before we get into, he's saying two points. First of all, there's a chiddush of yakir for Bechor, and once it's believed for Bechor, like the Pasuk says, Rabbi Yehuda extends it to Psulim, then Grusha Mechalutza. For us, it's more Nogea to say a Mamzer. But let's just get what the Chiddush of Yakir is without talking about to make this impossible. In terms of making it, of deciding or identifying who's the Bechor, what's Pshat? So there's a very important Tosis Harash. I have it quoted more clearly on page 4. I have the whole Tosis HaRosh. And this Tosis HaRosh, I think, is one of the, in the Halach L'maisa, it might not be the most important, Maramakom, but in terms of the Lamdas, I think that this might be the most important Maramakom, and in fact, I did not find this Tosis HaRosh cited anywhere by anybody, except by the Tosis HaRosh. Says the Tosis HaRosh, he's explained this Gemara, Chayla Altern V'imo Koshiva, Kulhu yalfinon luhu midechazinon she'emina Torah la'av. And why is a father believed? Lefi she'ragil ha'av l'hakir b'banav yosem ha'acher. It's reasonable that the father should be believed because a father knows, who his children are better than other people. That makes sense. And the last few words, lefi she'ein ragil leida acher. It's not reasonable that other people should know, so therefore we give an emanus to the father to tell us who the son is. Now this sounds like a little bit like the time of Dekra. It's a Gzeres HaKosev of Yakir, but the Tosafot is giving us a little bit of a svara for the Gzeres HaKosev That is that somebody has to tell us who the Yichus is. If not the father, then whom? Alternatively, you could have suggested a different pshat for the time of the Kra of the Gzeres HaKos of Yaakov. You might have said that it's a migu. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, which also has the same discussion that you just saw in Kiddushin, says that just like a father, could give a matana to his kid, whoever he wants. So of course he could be nema to say who the bechoru is who's going to get pishnayim, because migu that he could have given the kid a matana anyway. So let him have a pishnayim as a chus of his bechora.
The Gemara says it's a migu.
The Gemara doesn't use that. I don't know if remember if the word Gemara uses the migu, but either the Gemara ends up saying that there's more, and either way that won't work for Yaakov, because that migu would only exist for mominus where there is a migu. But to pass the kid, you don't have a migu. So that's the second possibility. The third possibility is just it's a stam gzeres hakosav that the father has ne'emonos. Now, what's the parameters of this gzeres hakosav? There's a chasm sofer that I don't have on the Maram Makomos, but the chasm sofer in Evan Ha'ezer Yad Gimel writes that even though a father has complete ne'emonos, and we don't do a jishuv hakira on him, and we don't ask him from where does he know who the bechor is, we just believe him. But that doesn't mean that we give him a carte blanche ne'emanus to say whatever he wants. For example, let's say a father says, yes, I was with my wife. Let's say I was with my wife, and I was with her 9 months ago, and we just had a baby, but I think the baby's from somebody else. Because I don't think the bia that we had, I don't think it was a bia that was going to, it was only one bia, it was only once, it was only, I don't think it's going to be molded to have a kid. There, says the Chasam Sofer, that's just das shotim hizu, that we're not going to just give him a magical carte blanche pass to decide who the kid is. But if it's reasonable to say that the father says, I just wasn't together with her 9 months ago, nothing to talk about, that's where we would say that there is an emunah to the father. Now we're going to start getting a little bit into the... That's just in terms of Yaakov. Let's get into a little bit into the nitty-gritty. From when is the father an emunah? So you'd say, well, the baby's born. If you look at Rashi, though, on that Gemara in Kiddushin, Rashi does not say that the father's ne'emah from when the baby's born. Zok to Rashi, the mother is believed kol shiva, she'adayin ein aviv makir bo, she'l yotze mitachas yada yedei ima likanis libris. However, from the 8th day and on, then mikan ve'elech mutal aviv lahakira k'dechsiv yakir. So that means yakir does not start at 0. Yakir for the father starts at day 8. Yakir for the mother goes until day 7. From 0 to 7, the father's not believed, it sounds from Rashi. And from there on, it will be. That's what the Kohen Hasana learns. The Kohen Hasana learns, there's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, which is the next Makar, just says the father's believed to say who his child is. And of course, if his wife is Mu'uberes, a father could determine, say that my kid is a Mamzer, my kid's not a Mamzer. The Rambam doesn't learn any time span or beginning or end, just says father's believed. But Rashi, the Kohen Hasana in Kiddushin, Perek Dalet, is Medayik, that this Rashi sounds like it starts after the mother hands it off, after the bris.
He's trying to justify the nemonis of the father.
The mother.
Rashi is bothered by why the father should have nemonis at all.
Should have nemonis
at all? She says that the father's nemonis is because there's basically no other people. And Tchir Shiva, when the father is less likely to know, so Chazal, Tzeru, whoever gave them honors to the mother. But who says that the father says, I do know Tchir Shiva, he's not my mother?
Okay. The covenant sound says that would be Rashi. I think that we could see this machlokas totally on the discussion we had 2 minutes ago, what the pshat in Yakir Bichlal is. We saw the Tosas Harash. That we read on page 4, the Tosafot Rashi said that the lumdus of the Gzeres HaKos of Yakir is that so we have to find out who the kid is. We don't know who the kid is, so we have to ask somebody, so ask whoever we can. So according to that, it's very mistaber. When there's no one else to ask, for example, the first 7 days, Rashi says, Adayin ein aviv makir bo. So you can't ask the father. Who is there to ask? The mother. Okay, so you could ask the mother, she'll know. After 7 days, who could you ask? Oh, the father is the balabas, he did the bris. Ask the father. So it could be that Rashi would be going like that Tosus Harash. Mashiach in the Rambam who says that it's father's always believed. That's because he understands that Yakir is stomach zeres hakosav. You're always ne'eman because it's a license that the Torah gives you for ne'emanus. So that could be this machlokas, Rashi and Rambam, if the Karbanas Tana is right, might be totally on different, on holding for that Tosa Rash earlier or not. That's the end of this little sugya. Now let's go to the next point. The next point is, the Pasuk of Yakir is talking about only a Bechor. Rabbi Yehuda extends it to say, just like a father is able to identify his child as a Bechor, so too he could identify his child as a Mamzer. Why is that? How does Rabbi Yehuda see that you could see your child as a Begrusha, Bechalutza, Mamzer? The Pasuk is only talking about Bechor. So there's a Rashbam above a Basra on the bottom of the page, who says, very simply, Svaruhu, Midasiv Yakir, Mali Bechor, Mali the Davar Acher. Torah says he could identify his son, so what do I care for whom or for what? What might be more familiar is the Pshat of Tosus. Tosus says in Kiddush and Daf Yadam, you might have seen it in the Limud, it's a very cute Tosus, Lamaisa, that by saying, if you have five children, you say, this fifth kid is my Ben Bechor, by default, you're Memela saying that the first four are not your Bechor. Oh, but they were born to your wife. But you're saying they're not yours. They're not your Bechor. So it must be they were born to your wife from some other man. So that is effectively saying that they're Mamzerim. So that's Tosus' Shita. Basically, by identifying the Bechor, through that you identify that the previous children are Mamzerim.
I'm assuming the other children are older than
that. Yes, yes. So if you're identifying you're younger as the Bechor. Now, Tosus starts off by, he gives this pshat to answer Kasha. Tosus says, Vim Toma, Min Nali, Lord of Yehuda. I understand, asks Tosus, if you want to say who's a Bechor, you could say this is a Bechor because you're doing him a Tovah, you're giving him Pishnayim. But what right does Rabbi Yehuda have to extend that Ne'emanus, even to Bichav to your son, even to say your son's apostle? So for that, he answers that licked in the Ne'emanus for Bechor is also Memela, the Kizamazer. But we could answer that question very simply, very, very simply. Whenever you say that one kid is a Bechor, is that identifying him Latov?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what is it also doing simultaneously? Saying that the other kid is not a Bechor.
Right.
And is not going to get. So when you identify your son as a Bechor, licked in the identification of the Bechor, you're also saying that it's good for one and bad for the other. So you see that you could do bichav somebody in Bechorah as at itself without having come on to come on to any psula.
How does he answer his first question? He starts off, so we understand now why he's neman to say the kid's a mamzer, because that he does by being makir, the second one is the Bechor. But how's he neman for lesser?
I guess once you believe for once it's mukha that you believe for mamzer, then it's no difference.
No, mamzer you believe because you make that one the Bechor.
We'll get to this. Shita that's going to pick up what you said. We'll get there. The third mahalach and why Rabbi Yehuda knows that you could be passel somebody else is Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who basically, anyone who ever took math, you only need high school math for this one, something called the associative property. Associative property is A, parentheses, X plus Y. So A, parentheses, X plus Y is the same as AX plus Y. AX plus AY. So if we have Yakir, and the Pasuk says, Yakir as Bechor ben Hasnu'a, so Yaakov is going on the Bechor, Yaakov is going on Snua, and Rabbeinu Yomi Paris, who I saw quote in one of the Rishonim, HaKadosh Yiparis, so we're dealing with a very special person here, says that Snua is Snua b'Nisu'eha. What?
Right, Kadosh means it was killed by Kadosh Hashem.
Oh, that's what it means.
That's what it means.
Oh, thank you. What Tekufa was that?
Huh?
What
Tekufa? Rabbi Eliyahu.
Rabbi Eliyahu. Yiparis, HaKadosh Yiparis.
Last years,
was the
time when they burned the
Gemara?
13th century.
Okay, thank you. So it says Rabbeinu Eliyahu that Snua ben means Snua ben Yisueha. That means there's the kid is apostle. So Yakir that the kid is apostle, and secondly Yakir that the kid is a Bachar. What comes out as very significant is that there's a machlokis here between 2 days and Tosfos. Is that which I could identify my son as apostle? Something that I learned out straight away, that's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. I can learn that Yaakov goes on Snua, Yaakov goes on Bechor, each one equally. Or is it only through the fact that I can identify my son as a Bechor, through that I can identify him as a Mamzer? That's Tosfos Shita. Now, what's the nafkamina between those two Mahalchim? There's a very important, although completely insignificant, Shita Sabahag. it's insignificant because we'll see soon that we reject him outright. All the Rishonim reject him. We'll see there are a number of Gemaras against him. It's very significant because when we want to be Matir Mamzerim, this is one of the key shitas upon which we are Somech as a sniff, Lahakel, Beshita, Betsiruf. So he's rejected Lahalacha, but he's very important in every tshuva you're going to find about Mamzeris. So what does the Bahag say? The Bahag is in Hilchis Mila. Says the Bahag, Ha'omer b'nizeh mamzer ein ne'eman, against what we've always assumed, against everything that we've read. Because when do we say that a person could identify his son as a Bechor? That's only when you say that he's a Bechor, then you could be believed to say that the child is also a apostle. When you're doing an identification for Bechor purpose, then we'll accept your identification for Mamzer purposes. But if it's just to say that your kid's a Mamzer, your kid's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, in a vacuum, there's no Ne'emanus. Now, between you and me, Halach L'maisa, most Mamzer Shilas that are going to come up, the Mamzer case will not say that, oh, my mother or my father told me that I was a Bechor, and Dorch Dem, through that, he also said, or she also told me, that I'm a Mamzer, I can't marry a Kohen, whatever it is. That's not where the cases are. That's not where the Shahs of Chuvas are. Shahs of Chuvas are a father or mother tells their child, you know, I was married, I didn't get a get, and I got remarried. Or I was married with a civil marriage, and we got another marriage, whatever the halachas are with civil marriages. Those are where the Shahs are. So according to in all those situations where there's no identifying the son as a Bechor, it's just straightaway passing him as a Mamzer, the Bahag says that does not make the kid a Mamzer. Now, obviously, this Bahag is only learning like one of these two ways. He's understanding that the only way you could pass a kid is if first you identify him as a Bechor and then pass him as an individual.
Passing him or a
symbol? Right. Passel whoever he is. When you identify A as a Bechor, then you are passing B's and C and D as Mamzer. So according to Rabbi Eliyomi Paris, this Bahag doesn't start. And that's one primary nafkun between the two shitas that tell us how to get the Bechor, the Yakir for Psulim. So if this Bahag could basically be Matir every case of Mamzer that we have Bizman Hazeh, why don't we follow him? So the Ritva already says that there are a number of Gemaras against him. If you look in the middle of page 2, the Ritva says there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Ha'omer b'ni zeh mamzer, zeh b'ni mamzer. So right away, you see that the case was a person called his son a mamzer. That's all. There was no identifying as Bechor. That's one Gemara against. Another Gemara in the next paragraph, Omei Ahidi Yavamis. Somebody comes and says, Niskayarti b'ni levein atzmi. And we said, very nice, you'll believe to tell us that you're not a Jew, but you can't mess up your child. Which is mashma, that, and the Gemara there says it's only because we can't listen to you talk about your child because you called yourself a guy. But if you would be a Jew, we would believe you to passel your child. Okay. Now, halach lamaisa, we have a Chasim Sofer who was asked by his father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, about a certain mamzer case. I don't have a Chasim Sofer brought here. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I want to be mat to this mamzer, but I want you to sign off with me. So the Chasim Sofer says, I'll be willing to sign off with you, and I'll be mat to this mamzer. However, this is the reason. And the Chasim Sofer quotes this Shas HaTshuva's Ranach, which I have on the bottom of page 2, who basically culls from the mamzer literature the three obscure, rejected orphan shitos in mamzerus that could be making in so many mamzer cases, and it puts those all three together to form at least a very serious suffix in Hilchas Mamzerus. What are these three shitas that the Ranach, that the Chasim Sofer quotes from the Shut Ranach? So I underlined for you to make it easier. On the bottom of page 2, you have first of all the Bahag, which is also quoted by Tosus, I think, in Yevamis. Is also a Rabbeinu Tam. So you have a Bahagan Rabbeinu Tam who says that the only time that you can make a mamzer is if it's through identifying your son, one of your sons as a Bechor, through that then you can make the others mamzerim. But without that, you don't have anything. Then there's another Shita of the Rid on the top of page 3 who says that the only time that you can make your son a mamzer is if the mother is in agreement with you. Or let me rephrase that. You cannot say I am not the father of this child. My wife was mezaneh. If your wife says, sir, yes you are, you were the father of this child. If there's a hachash between the father and the father says, it's not my son, and the mother says, it is your son, so the Rama says, meforish, that the kid's mom's there, because we listen to the father, because of Yakir, father's name would be the Raisa, but there's a Tosus Rid, who's Mako, and says, no, you could be Mako.
Is the kula that he's just not a mamzer, or that he's also a yorish? Meaning, if the father says it's not my son and he's a mamzer, and the mother says no, it is your son, so I could hear that we'll believe that he's not a mamzer, but we won't believe.
Right, I think the Rama will say the Rama says I think the first that we won't believe him to be yorish. Maybe in the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, and Siv Chav Zayin or so. And thirdly, there's a sheet of the Riyaz, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, where. We won't talk about it later, but there's a Shita Riyaz who says that we only believe. Let's talk about the following story. You have a husband and wife, and the husband says, I suspect you've been fooling around with some other man, and I think that this pregnancy that you have is from Ploni Almoni, and I'm very unhappy with you. And therefore, not only am I angry at you, the kid that you have is a mamzer, and if you want me to support this kid, don't even think about asking me for mezonos. That's where a lot of the cases do come up, when she tries to get her husband to pay for the kid's upbringing. I'm not going to pay his day school tuition. You had him from somebody else. So, says the Tosus Rid, in that case, he's the father, and therefore he should have the zechus to say yakir, and therefore say my kid's a mamzer. But according to his own words, he's not the father. So therefore, Tosus Rid says, if you yourself say that your kid is not your kid, you can't have Yakir to say he's pasul. The only time, says the Tosus Rid, that you could say that your kid's a mamzer is if you say, I am married to my wife, and this is my child. What?
Beneath
that mamzer. This is my son. I just didn't realize that my wife is my sister. I didn't realize that my wife is my mother-in-law. I didn't realize my wife is my mother, my daughter, whatever it is. I didn't realize my wife is really... you're definitely my child. I just didn't realize that you were... that my wife is a Issa Koris, and therefore you, my child, is a mamzer. So Tosus Rid, again, most cases will not be that. Most cases where a husband is saying, oh, the kid's a mamzer, is where he's accusing his wife of fooling around with somebody else. So therefore, this Tosus Rid, of course, is going to practically be a great solution, except we don't paskin like it. But, says the Chasam Sofer and the Ranach, when we have all these three different limitations to the Sugya of Mamzerus, we could be Mekel in... at least some ways, Hilchos Mamzerus. Okay, that's the end of that little discussion.
Just if you say he is the son of the Snu'ah ben Nisu'ah, which means
it's
unappropriate
Nisu'ah,
then he is the name.
Uh-huh, like Tosus Rid. Okay. Very good. Let's talk about... Let's go back to the Mishnah. Very simple. The first, we sort of skipped over the Mishnah, even though we talked about a Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda said there's this thing called Yakir, but it's actually a Mishnah. Let's look at the Mishnah on page 3. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro. Zot the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Ha'omer Ben Yizeh Mamzer, Eino Ne'eman, Afilu Shnei Modim Alu Ubu Shebimei'eh Mamzer Hu, Einam Ne'emonim. That's the Tanakama. We don't pass like the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emonim. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that the parents are believed, at least the father is believed, to make his child a mamzer. The question is, what do Chachamim hold? Do Chachamim hold that the father can't make the kid a mamzer? Or the Chachamim hold that there's no such halacha called yakir? You can't make your son a mamzer, and a father doesn't even have the zechus to identify his son. Says Rashi, of course, Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that you can say who the Bechor is. That's the Sugya of Yakir. The Machlokas is only, could you also say that your kid is a mamzer? There Rabbi Yehuda says you can pass through your son. Chachamim says you can't pass through your son. And Rashi says it again, Kiddushin, a few blot earlier, that both Tafayim Chesna and Dalet. However, there is a Rashbam. The Rashbam is, at first glance, very shver, but you'll see it's not going to be shver at all. The Rashbam says, V'chachamim omrim eino ne'eman, They argue with you that there's no yakir. Lo bebechor velo becholal. You can't make your son a bechor, nor could you make your son a cholal. Now, if that's the case, this Rashbam is the same person who on the very first source on these source sheets said that the whole pasuk is a kra yaseira. It's a kra yaseira. So what do Chachamim say? If they say that there's no yakir, you're not neman to say who the bechor is, you're not neman to pasul your kids, so what do they do with the kra yaseira? The whole pasuk is extra. So Rashbam is ahead of us, and he says, when do we say that the son, that the, according to Chachamim at least, that a father is not believed, neither for Bechor, nor for to say his son is pasul. That's when, says the Rashbam on the bottom of page 3, Uchagon shemuchzakin be'acher shehu Bechor. If there's somebody who we have a chazak is the Bechor, and you want to come and say, no, you're not the Bechor, somebody else is the Bechor, that even Yakir doesn't let a person do, to knock out a chazak. What does Yakir tell us? Ukra. Says Rashbam, when do Chachamim say that Yakir applies? In a very limited case. A father is believed to say, there's a point to Chachamim, who say to limit Yakir. A father is believed to say, we're new in town, no one knows who's older, no one knows who's younger, there's no Chazakah who's the Bechor. That's the only case where a father has an emunah to say, this son is the Bechor. But if we know who the Bechor is and the father wants to come and say, no, he's not, somebody else is, that there's no emunah. Rashi, however, has a different way of looking at things. Rashi, when he learns, this is a Rashi in a different place, when he learns the sugya, we said Rashi just a moment ago in Kiddushin, says that there's no machlokas or Rabbanan or Yehuda by Bechor. Everyone agrees that a father could identify as Bechor. The machlokas is only by Psulim. So that's Rashi in Kiddushin. Rashi in Yevamis says that, you know where the whole sugya of Yakir applies, this machlokas Rabbanan or Yehuda? On the top of page 4, Yakiren la'achirim, when does Yakir apply? Shemim ein bezin makirin oso, neman alav, aviv lomer ze b'ni b'chor, litol pishnayim. Meaning, Rashi says that you're believed to say that you're a b'chor. One second, please. Right, Rashi says, when are you yes believed to say that your child is a Bechor? When the Beis Din doesn't know who the Bechor is. But Ein Hachanami, if there would be a Yediya, a Chazaka, who the Bechor is, then even Rashi would agree that you might not be Neman to knock out the Chazaka. So what seemed to be a Machlokas might not really be a Machlokas at all. Meaning, it sounds like both Rashi and the Rashbam might agree that if there's a Chazaka, who the Bechor is, then, according to Chachamim, again, not Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Chachamim, we will not listen to the father identify who the Bechor is. If, however, we don't know who the Bechor is, he's a new family in town, and the father just tells us, no one knows me, no one knows my family, let me introduce my family. This is the Bechor. There, everybody will agree that the father will be them. Okay, let's put that aside for now. Let's talk about, until now we were talking about the nemanis of the father. And that's clear that nemanis of the father is Doraisa, but here we have a very gishmak chakira that is so brisk, you sort of wonder how could it be raised by a Mishnah Lamelech before the advent of brisk. V'yeshli's topic. Mishnah Lamelech sets us up for a wonderful chakira, for a wonderful chabura, I hope. Yesh l'stapi b'ne'emanas ha'ayim l'hachshir. That which we said in the Gemara earlier, that three people are ne'eman to be machshir their kid. A chaya, a mother for the first 7 days, and a father la'olam. What's pshat in the ne'emanas of the mother? Imu mi'ikr ha'din, olo. V'chein b'ne'emanas ha'chaya. Af lifsol, l'hatir b'mamzeres, imu mi'ikr ha'din, olo. So why is, we have a pasuk yakir for a mother, for a father, I'm sorry, but why is a mother, why is a chaya ne'emenes to identify her child, to identify her child? So the Tos HaRosh that we saw earlier, and we're coming to again, we might even see it again, the Tos HaRosh says, and he's talking about chaya, now we'll look carefully at the words, because I think the words reveal something very incredible, which is actually going to be a tremendous chumrah in Hilchas Mamzeres. And like I said before, maybe that's why no one wants to quote it. Chaya la'alter v'imo kol shiva, kulhu yalfinan luhu. This is completely, you know, my own feeling, but my own feeling is that these three words sound like they're Doraisa words. Lashon of Yafus is usually Lashon of Doraisa. Kulhu yalfinan luhu sounds like we're talking on a level of Doraisa. Chaya, ima, av, are all learned out. Midachazina shehamina, Torah la'av l'hoid al b'na b'char. Afapishu Karov, and what's the reason the Tos HaRosh gave us a time of the Krah? Lefisha Rogil Ha'av Lahakir Bivan of Yosem Acher. He knows best. Well, who knows better than father? Well, certainly mother. And who knows even better than mother? The midwife, at least in terms of who came out first. So, since the father is believed from the Torah, Yalfina Nami, again, that word Yalfina sounds to me like a Daraisa. Yalfina Nami Mine Laha Min Chayel Alter. That which we believe a midwife at birth, it sounds like it's midaraisa. V'imo kol shiva v'fishein ragel eda acher. There's no one else. So therefore, the way I'm teaching, therefore the Torah gives ne'emanus to these three people on a daraisa level. So according to this, when we talk about yakir is for the father to say who the kid is, that's daraisa. The mother, at least the first week, according to the Tos HaRosh, I think the lashon is very much mashma that she's ne'emanus midaraisa. That's a tremendous chumrah. Because if you ever have a mamzeris case that's at least discussed within the first week of the baby's life, and the mother says the kid's a mamzer, normally we just say, Rav Moshe would say, you know, I guess maybe you can't marry off your child when they're 3 days old, or it's not so wise, as we learned in Simon Aleph, I think. But according to this, there's a tremendous chumrah. Ne'emanus of a mother, you know, the idea of ne'emanus of a mother and even a chaya is midaraisa. That is the sheet of the Tos HaRosh. It could be, and this you could also take it or leave it, Rashi might also be mashma like that. Because Rashi on that Gemara that we saw earlier, a mother is Naman kol Shiva, and this is what Rabbi Blaich also pointed, you know, mentioned, Sha'adayin ein aviv makir bo shalo yotze mitachas yidei imo likonis libris mikan ve'elch muta al ha'av la'akiro. Kedichsiv Yakir. Sounds like Rashi's understanding, the Gzeres HaKos of Yakir that we give the father is a handoff. You play football, one person's with the ball, he hands it off to the next person. So there's the football is called an emunus of Yakir. Who's running the first 7 yards? That's the mother. After the 7 yards are up, the bris comes, she hands off her football of emunus of Yakir to the father. And I mean, it just sounds from the reading of Rashi that he's talking on this at the same level, just like the father is going to be Doraisa, so to the mother. So either way, you take it or leave it, I think both of these Yishonim have a mashmos, if not mafurish, that a mother is ne'emenes, at least the first week midaraisa. Comes the Ran, and this is the Ran that everybody does talk about, and says mefurish, ne'emenes chaya lomar zek kohen v'zalevi. So first of all, what's the case? What's the case of a chaya saying that the kid is a mamzer? How does the midwife could tell you who the firstborn is. How could a midwife tell you who the father is? You call the midwife while you're going to the hospital. You don't call the midwife when you're about to be mezaneh and, you know, order her services 9 months from now to deliver your mamzer. So how does the midwife know who's a mamzer? So the case in the Gemara, and the Ran just points out to you, the case where a chaya is ne'emenes to say who's a mamzer is there's a midwife in the hospital. And there are four women who come to deliver that day. And each come accompanied by their husband. There's a Mr. and Mrs. Kohen, Mr. and Mrs. Levy, Mr. and Mrs. Yisrael, Mr. and Mrs. Mamzer. Okay? Four babies are born, there are four babies in the nursery. And there, that's the case that a chaya is believed, who's who? Who, which is baby Kohen, which is baby Levy, which is baby Israel, which is baby Mamzer. Says the Ran, Ne'emenes chaya lomar zek kohen v'zalevi. Arba nashim shiyodu b'bayis echad. Eishes kohen v'levi v'nasim v'nasim v'mamzer. Says the Ran, lo midina. A chaya is not ne'emenes midina. El dehem nuhu rabbanan. L'fisha al harov I esher binyan acher. You have to find out from somebody. Usually, if not for the nurse in the nursery, who does know if not the nurse in the nursery? So you have to believe her. So the Rabbanan said, we have no choice but to believe you. So therefore, Ran Mefurish says, the Ne'emanus of Achaya, and we'll see it's extended presumably to a mother also, perhaps, is also that they are only Ne'emanim Midrabbanan.
ילפינן משמה שיש כוח, אם התורה הבמינה לאב אפילו שהוא קרוב, אפילו מדאורייתא, אז גם לנו מותר להגיד שבזמן שאבא לא יודע עדיין מי הוא, ניתן נאמנות לאלה שקרובים. כי ראינו שאפילו התורה נתנה נאמנות לקרוב, אז אנחנו יכולים ללמוד מזה לדרבנן.
זה לא יופי
דן. ילפינן שהתורה לא מקפידה על קרוב בדבר כזה.
זה גילוי.
Yafusa.
That's easy. There's an opposite. Okay, great.
But we know it independently.
No, the whole Mishnah Malach doesn't have any tzad. When he's talking about the Mishnah Malach has a chakira,
yeah.
He has a chakira. Is it medina or is it a takana? What he means is. Is it, I think, the next Mishnah Melech? Is it right here? Yeah. He has it. Yeah, we'll see the next Mishnah Melech. That's the next source. The Mishnah Melech has a Chakira, which we started.
You start with
a Chakira. Now we're getting to his. To Stadim. The Mishnah Melech presents two sides of the coin. He says that which a mother or maybe a Chaya is Ne'emenes, is it Midina in the sense of Ne'emenes Midrabbanan Gemura? The Rabbanon gave her Ne'emanus, or is it a Takana? We don't know who to ask, you have to ask somebody, so we made some kind of Takana to, you have to leave somebody, so they let you listen to the mother. That's, let's see the Mishnah Melech. Hadikai Malan, Dishtuki Kasher, who, Dafka Hecha says the Mishnah Melech, Tlohuk V'Yisura. When we don't know that there's a mamzer around, and we want to listen to the mother or the midwife tell us that the kid is Kasher, so, we could listen to them to say the kid is kosher. Aval hecha dehuk ve'isura. If we know that there's a mamzer in the nursery, in the hospital. Aval hecha dehuk ve'isura. Dvar Torah shtuki asur. Midoraisa, a suffix mamzer should be asur doraisa by huk ve'isura. That which we know that shtuki, that suffix mamzer is only midrabanan, that's when there's no huk ve'isura. But if you're in a hospital where there are four families, kohen levi mamzer, kohen levi yisur and mamzer, then suffik mamzer is also midoraisa. Vim kein dafka gabi chaya.
Right.
Fine. Well, why is it kama dvar torah shtuki aser? Fine. Oh, ikva ya yisur in the sense of no, but ikva yisur is still suffik.
What?
Right, it's only when you have
Mamzer,
plus the road.
Mamzer Badai is
he,
only when
he, he's traditional is telling you that hook for Yisur is not called a Sufik Mamzer.
How do you ever have a Mamzer Sufik that's mutter where it's no hook for Yisur?
I have a Sufik who is boiler and I'm in my Mamzer. That's not a hook for Yisur.
Every mamzer that comes in front of us is huk v'yisur, no?
No. Huk v'yisur is that I have four families. One of them is definitely a mamzer. I just don't know who the kid in the nursery is.
How do you judge him like individually?
Individually, except where I know there was an issue here.
What the Mishnah Malach is saying is that in the case of Chaya, like we said, there are four families in the nursery. One of them is a mamzer, three aren't, and we don't know who's who. So there's a suffik. So there's ikvi sura, and it should be asur midoraisa. So the baby should be a suffik mamzer and asur doraisa. There you need a takana derabbanan to say we'll believe a special takana derabbanan to not get midoraisa. I have a suffik mamzer. I need a takana derabbanan to say I'm going to believe one of them because I have to believe one of them. Masha Ein Kain, by, let's say, not a case of a nursery, stam, a mother who's telling us that her child is or isn't a mamzer, there's no hikvi yisura, then if we have a suffix, you have a regular suffix mamzer. A suffix mamzer where there's no hikvi yisura is only, is muta midaraisa, and only a suffix drabbanan. By a suffix drabbanan, there we apply heminuhu rabbanan bidrabbanan. So it comes out, this Mishnah Melech is saying something very, very unique. He's saying that there's a difference in lamdis in chaya versus mother. In the case of a chaya, that which we believe the chaya, it's because there is a hukva yisura and there's an issa daraisa here. Safik mamzer midaraisa, which is with hukva yisura, is also daraisa. And to be mati that safik, to identify the kid where there is that safik daraisa, you need a special takana. That's all by the nurse in the nursery where there are four babies. One of the babies was a mamzer. She's just identifying which. Masha Inka, when you have a regular suffix mamzer, like you were just speaking about, Elchanan, where there's a mother and we don't know who the father is. The father is, you know, her husband or some, you know, some man she met who knows where. Then there's no ikvi sura. So therefore there's a suffix drabbanan. It's a suffix mamzer which is only asa drabbanan. There it's an issa drabbanan. Heminuhu rabbanan. Bidrabanan. So this Mishnah Melech sets up two different kinds of ne'emanos midrabanan.
No,
one is...
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
This woman is going to tell me that the lad's a mamzer.
By the chayah or the mother?
The mother.
By the mother...
And that's
it's,
because the menes me'adin to say that she's a mamzer, and that doesn't need a takana.
Aval gabim d'lo hukva yisuro d'vator shtuki kosher, but... But also midrabanan. Nemenes min hadin, meaning. I think the rest of the words. No, to be machshir. No. I think I cut off the Mishnah Melech a few words short. But the rest of the Mishnah Melech says heminu rabanan midrabanan.
Ah,
that's my own fault.
Okay, right.
I have it written into my notes. That's the matter. Because I'm sorry. So what the Mishnah Melech did, he showed us that this.
He doesn't quote Shittus with an amonis of the aim for a mamzer, the rest of the
Nobody quotes Shittus. I mean, the Mishnah Melech doesn't, the Ram doesn't, the Magen Mishnah doesn't. The only one I saw is the, I'm sure there are others, but the Tosfos HaRosh is what I saw. Yeah. So what the Mishnah Melech did is something fabulous. The Mishnah Melech said that you have an amonis of a chaya to tell us the kid is kosher, an amonis of a mother to tell us the kid is kosher, and they're two different amonises. Once you and I are a little more edified because we know the Tosfos HaRosh, who says that there's a concept of that perhaps believing the mother could be a ne'emanus even midaraisa, maybe we could have a different chiluk between the mother and the chaya, that similar to the Mishnah Melech but with a twist. The Mishnah Melech said that by the case of chaya is ikvi yisura, so you need something to work really strongly to take away an ikvi yisura. So we could say, instead of saying that it's a Takana drabanan, just say, like we know from the Tosfos HaRosh. By the Tosfos HaRosh says that there's such a thing called an ne'emanus daraisa. So maybe where there's ikva isura, there's yakir applies both to the mother and to the father, we could suggest, not to a chaya. It doesn't say anything. You know, it's easier to apply the father to the mother than to a chaya. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I take that back. By a case of chaya where there's an ikva isura, okay, let's stop here. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's true. We'll stop there. Fine. Let's talk about another one or two or three or four or five topics, depending on how much we could do in the next few minutes. There are really three sugyas in the sugyas of Mamzer and in the Shulchan Aruch. Very simply, what happens if a Panuya has a baby, becomes pregnant? Is the kid a mamzer? What happens if Narusa became pregnant? Is the kid a mamzer? Meaning, are we choshesh it came from her chasen or from somewhere else? And finally, Neshes Ish, who becomes pregnant, and we wonder if is the baby maybe from somebody else or is it from the husband? Those are the three sugyas. And each sugya has a different sif in Shulchan Aruch. Each of those cases has a different sugya in Shas. Let's talk about a penuya. Penuya is the simplest. Says the Mishnah on top of page 5, Hai Samu Uberes. We're talking about a penuya here. Va'amru lo, la ma tivo shel uber ze. You know, a girl in high school comes to school one day, comes to Beis Yaakov, and lo and behold, she looks a bit fatter than she looked a few days ago. So her teacher says, pray tell, are you eating a little too many Twinkies, or who's the father? And she, of course, it's Beis Yaakov, so she says, oh, not Stam a father, you should only know his Yichus, Kohen Hu. So what do we do? So do we listen to her, or do we say, you have to assume the worst, and she probably met him at some place where there are men who can't find a girl anywhere else, they're hanging out like a mamzer. We'll listen to her. We don't believe her word she says. What's the sugya? This sugya is actually nothing more than an application of Bari Veshema Bari Adif. She's saying, I know who the father is. We call us the Hanhala of Beis Yaakov, or the Bezdin, have a Shema, maybe the kids are Mamzer. So we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Will we say that Bari is her Bari is Adif? Well, we say not Bari Adif, and the conclusion, the Maskana Taka, is that we believe her Bari will be Adif in this case, and we pass like Rabbi Gamliel that a single girl is Nemenis to say that my kid is a Kosher. However, if you look carefully at the Mishnah we just read, the Mishnah was short. It just said, hey, who's your kid? So then she answers, oh, my kid is a Kohen. He's a Grace of Meyuchas. He's a Kosher. Rabbi Gamliel says, Naaman. It could have said, if I was the Mishnah, if I was a Biyudanasi, I would add a line. V'im Amra, Me'ish Ploni v'mamzerhu, Gamke Naamanas. From that omission is Medayek, both the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, that a pnuya, a mother, is only believed to say that her child is ne'emenes one way, lahachshir, not to pass to her kid, but only to be machshir. And that's how, of course, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we're all familiar with, Paskins, says the Rambam, pnuya shezinsav amram ben zeb ben plonihu, imos a ploni kosher. So she identifies the father, and he happens to be known as a kosher, so the kid is a kosher. But if that ploni who she identifies as the father, who she was hanging out with, is a mamzer, ain't a ne'emenes liosa ben mamzer. So here we have the famous question that those of us who learned Siman Dalid learned: how come a mother is only ne'emenes to say that her son, her child, is kosher, but not to mess up her child? So in the Shulchan Aruch we saw the answer of the Ran, which is also brought in the Magid Mishnah, who says that, it's a little bit shver, but what he says is that when you have this Beis Yaakov girl, this 12th grader here, and she's a single girl, became pregnant, and we have no idea who the father is. So we're dealing with a Suffolk, possibly a Mamzer. We have a Suffolk Mamzer, and it's Noe Kvisura, so if it's a Suffolk Mamzer, that's Aser, Midarabanan. Midaraisa, Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, so Midarabanan, it's Aser. If we would listen to her and declare the kid, if she says the father's a Mamzer, if we would declare the kid of Adai Mamzer, we're going to be Matir, an Issa Daraisa of somebody who ostensibly is Midaraisa Kosher, to a Mamzeres, or a Mamzer, and that would be an Issa Daraisa. We're not willing to do that, so therefore, says the Magid Mishnah and the Ran, and obviously there's some obvious problems with this, which we won't get into. So we will listen to the mother only be Machshir, because that's where it fits in with what we know without her saying anything, which is that the kid is a Safek and Mutter and Osir b'mamzeres. Without getting into the details, we all know that the Bishmael has some kashas on that. We won't go into that. I want to share with you two other svaras. How come we will only listen to the mother in a one-way direction? Before we do that, the Ran asks, if we say that we will listen to the mother only to be Machshir, then how come, this is the question, on the bottom of page 5, very last line about page 5, V'afal gav d'chaya ne'emenes, how come a chaya could tell us that the kid is a mamzer? What's the difference between a mother and a chaya? How come a chaya could tell us the kid is a mamzer, but a mother can't tell us that a kid is kosher? So, the Ran says, what we would all say based on the discussion that we had about 10 minutes ago, that the case of a chaya is specifically talking about a case where it's ikvi yisura. If it's ikvi yisura, so therefore, top of the page 6. Shani Hasmul Fishuchsa Kan Mamzer. You'll believe the Chaya to say that the kid's a Mamzer because we knew there was a Mamzer in the nursery. We don't know who's still. We knew there was a Mamzer in the nursery. So you could assume that we'll listen to the Chaya say that the kid's a Mamzer. But when there's no Mamzer in the nursery, it's just the mother out of nowhere getting up and saying the kid's a Mamzer, that we're not going to listen to. The Magen Mishnah, the next two underlines lines, gives two more reasons why that we didn't see in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Nosei Kelim, why a mother's only nemenes to be machshir, but not to mess up her son, her child. Shani hacha she'ein adam mesim atzma rasha. So that sounds like it's saying the following. The etzem, a mother is believed to passel her kid, even to make her kid a mamzer, theoretically. Even to be matir that kid to marry a mamzeres. Nervas, if she says that my kid's a mamzer, that means she's saying, remember, we're talking about a penuya here, that means she's saying that she married a mamzer. And eda eno demayis matzma rasha. It sounds to me, okay, so that's an interesting answer, because we're saying we should believe her, just a technical detail, but if
she's a pnuyah, so stavos are putting aside the isur kedushin, whatever. So in other words, she's being mesim atzma rasha because she's saying she had a bias nus with a mamzer. That's basically right, so, a mamzer.
Yeah.
Except she could say
nenas.
Doesn't have to be. It's a problem.
That just highlights another question I wanted to ask. We do palgin and dibur all over the place.
Yeah,
who
here too?
Do we palgin and dibur here?
That's the second question. The first is, what if the kid is just saying nenas?
Oh, because she's not making herself a rasha. She says nenastia yide mamzer.
So
she should be nemon to be machshir. And once you say that, then we should say pagid divur. Okay, that's just a question on the Magen Mishnah. That's another. Va'od says the Magen Mishnah. Va'od she krovalo, and therefore a mother can't be believed to passel her kid because they are related to each other. The mother's related to their child. Obviously, the father's also related to the child, but they're, like the Tosa Rosh pointed out.
She's
Nehemenes Lahashi. Right, she's even though she's a Krova. So I guess that's not changing the status, that's just maintaining status quo. To finish off this whole sugya, just a very, and then we'll do one more idea, and hopefully we'll be finished in about 5 minutes. Again, the big question that we have here is how come a mother's only Nehemenes Lahakshir not to pasul. So I saw in the Ritva, which is quoted in its entirety by Nemuk Yosef, another Svara, besides what we saw in the Ran, the Magen Mishnah. And you can just read the four words that are highlighted on page 6, 40% down. Demisayela chazaka de gufa. Shaloha minasa Torah lifsol, this is the Ritva. Shaloha minasa Torah lifsol el lahakshir. Demisayela chazaka de gufa. Now what does it mean? We're talking about let's talk about an arusa, for example, and the husband is silent. The husband is silent. She says, the kid's a mamzer, it's not from you, hubby, and he has no idea. He just doesn't know. So, we'll believe her only lahakshir because she has a chazaka de gufa. What's her chazaka de gufa? Chazaka that she would never... A chazaka that she would never, that she's a tzaddik, that she wouldn't live with a mamzer, right? She's an arusa, and she says, you know what? You could believe me to say that my arus is the father, but not that somebody else is the father and therefore the kid's a mamzer, because she has a cheskes kashas. Says the Shmaisa, this girl is a prutza. She's a promiscuous young, I won't call her a lady, because she's an arus. Who, even if she, at best case scenario, she's living with her arus, which is also aser. So what do you mean, misayel chazaka dugufa, cheskes kashas? She doesn't have any cheskes kashas. Says the Shev Shmeitzer, this can't mean Chazak of the Guf, that she has a Cheskes Kashrus that will obviously make us assume that she was only with somebody who she could be with, because she's not allowed to be even with her Arus. So Chazak of the Guf, the Shmeitzer suggests, it just means that just like she has a, she is not a Mamzeres, and the baby came from her, so, you know, Habamin HaTar, she has Cheskes Kashrus, meaning not a Mamzeres, so, and the baby came from her, just assume the baby also, you know, would be a Kasher. And that's a second svara why there's this chazaka that's helping her, helping her be mashir her son, but there's no such chazaka in the opposite direction to pass her son. I want to finish off today with what I think is a cute lishitase, and we'll finish with that. I mentioned earlier in the case of the Chasam Sofer and the Shas Shuiz Ranach, who is accumulating obscure shitas to be besarif lahakel in a case of a mamzer. So one of them was the Riaz. The Riaz, before we get to the Riaz, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if a Pnuya says, so-and-so is the father, Mr. Mamzer is the father, and Mr. Mamzer shows up in Beis Din and proudly says, yes, indeed, I am the father. So both mother and alleged father agree that the kid is a mamzer, still we don't listen to them to passel the kid as a mamzer vate. We can only make the kid a mamzer suffik. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kashem Shizinsim Zeh, Kashizinsim Amacher, Imacher, while we're talking about a Pnuya. Now, this is just a very shvera idea, because both presumed parents are saying the kid's a mamzer, and you're just sticking your head in the sand, and you're ignoring the reality in front of your faces. So how come we don't make the kid a vadei mamzer? So Chalkes Mechogig has this incredibly shver taich of a Gemara, and he says, don't worry, I'm not the first one who said a shver pshat, it was actually the Rosh said the shver pshat before me. The Gemara says, Isha bodekes umizana, that a woman would never... There's a chazak that says a woman wouldn't have znus with a mamzer. The problem is, obviously, that the Gemara really is saying the opposite. Isha bodeka esum mizanev esak tashabitmiya, which means when it comes to znus, a woman will be mizanev with anybody, including a mamzer. So the Riaz picks up on that shverkite. He doesn't mention that, but that's presumably what's bothering him. And I'm sorry I couldn't give you the Riaz because it's not in the Bar Ilan, and I don't know how to type Hebrew, so I apologize. So therefore, the Riaz says that when both the father and the mother, alleged father, say that the kid is a apostle, the kid will be a mamzer vadai hamuter bimamzeres. Against the Rambam, against the Shulchan Aruch, against everything we learned for the past, you know, whoever's been learning, I don't know if it was past month or 2 months or 3 months, whatever. Depending on where you are in Dalad, Heifav, Zion. So if a father and mother both say that the kid is a mamzer, the kid is a mamzer. Midah Raisa, even to be mutter b'mamzer. So that's the Riaz's Shita against everybody else. Which is a tremendous chumra. Now I just want to take that for a moment. That means that the Riaz is letting the mother tell us that her son could marry a mamzer. If you want to do that, if you ask me, you, the mother, better have an emanus midaraisa. If you want to be matir, an issa daraisa of mamzeres.
Well, it's a
sabi
mamzer, so it's not an issa daraisa of mamzeres. No, unless you get into this whole thing.
There's no kviya
sister.
There's no kviya sister here. I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's only being matir nisa d'rabbanan. So it's not muchach that the kid, that she's being matir nisa d'raisa, so it's not muchach that there's an emanus d'raisa. I hear that? Okay. But I just wanted to say, it's fine, Baruch Hashem. But it seems that the Riaz holds that there's a lot of emanus that we give the mother even to take away that isa d'rabbanan. I just want to finish off with saying that there's a Riaz l'shitase, because there's a Riaz that we mentioned earlier, who talks about with a woman and her arus, and the arus says, this baby is from somebody else. And she says, no, it's not, honey, it's from you. So usually we don't know the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam pasuk is that we follow the father. Yakir says the Riaz, we're not going to follow the father if there's a Hachosha Gemura. If she says it is from you and he says it's not from me, it's a mamzer, we will not. All the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold pasuk in that, of course, you have mother against father, if father of course wins out. Riaz says no, we listen to the mother, and the kid is only a suffix. Once again, that shows you that according to the Riaz, the mother's ne'emanus is very strong in that it could even counter the yakir d'oraisa of the father. So what I was trying to suggest is that the Riaz might be holding like that Tosfos Arash that we said earlier, that the ne'emanus of the mother is even on a d'oraisa level. They should all be zocha to not have these shaylas.
Amen.
Thank you for listening.